There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Back a day early from extended vacation. That's cool. The old F-150 rolling in last night about a little before midnight, so I could get in here and do this as we go into Independence Day weekend. Obviously, you know, what we've done over the decade plus, 13 years, we'll talk about the Declaration of Independence. We'll talk about the founding of our republic. In the second hour, we'll get some audio on that. To keep with the theme, so that's coming up. And a big thank you before I get started to Dalton Orwig and Dan Brennan and Leanna and Michael Yaffe and Cameron Smith and Phil Williams, all the people filling in, making this thing happen while I was gone for the longest time I've ever been gone from this radio station, and I had one hell of a trip. And we'll get into that in just a second. I do want to say, today with the laws going to, 63 different laws going into effect here in the state of Alabama, that one about the drive-up booze, what could be more in the sense of liberty, right? That you have, this is a thing that, stores I've talked about in Florida, like farm stores and others, and obviously in Louisiana, which it's always cracked me up in Louisiana, the drive-through daiquiri bars. And they say, no, it's not an open container because they put a plastic top on it, and like he couldn't get into that. But Alabama will go. Has any place, was there a place ready to open? Is there anything locally y'all can tell me? Is there a drive-through beer barn or some kind of place where they can hand you beer into a vehicle? Is that happening? I mean, was somebody ready and poised? And as this law went into effect today, they've opened. If there is, please let me know. Let me know. Give me a heads up on the text line, which is 343-0106, 251-343-0106. I'm also back to remind you about the FM Talk 106.5 app, available on Android or iPhone. I shared it with people in the bottom of the Grand Canyon, that app, so they could listen. Maybe you got people checking in from around the country now on that. The FM Talk 106.5 app, easy to download. It's free. It's pretty awesome. I like it a whole bunch. Check it out. Just look for FM TALK 1065, wherever you get your apps, if it's the App Store or Google Play. Just search for that. All right. And also, before we get started as well, at some point, there'll be a news report that'll run and say, maybe it just did at the top of the hour. I was doing something that says, you know, AAA says more Americans traveling this year than ever before, something like that, even with the high gas prices. That story will be coming up, and I can guarantee you, after driving from Arizona back to Mobile, the people are out there. The Sprinter vans are out there. The RVs are out there. Pickups like mine loaded full of camping gear or beach gear or that kind of stuff. So all those people on the road, so you're out there enjoying this Independence Day extended weekend. So good for you. Also, Brittany Griner showing up in a Jimi Hendrix t-shirt at court in Russia. That's a pretty American thing to do, too. Maybe not the smartest, you know, she's in on this marijuana oil thing, but good for you, Brittany. Keep poking the bear, that Russian bear. I'll support you on that as well. All right, so I've been gone for a while. The bulk of the trip in the Grand Canyon, did do some little touring through North Arkansas and trout fishing up on the White River. Anybody looking for a cool family vacation? It's the second time I've gone up there. It's in the area of Cotter and Flippin, Arkansas, south of Bull Shoals Lake, that comes out of Missouri, right, the White River down into Arkansas. Great place to go catch freshwater trout and camp and enjoy some hikes, and really just a good budget-friendly family vacation thing to do there. So we did some of that. And by the way, too, and I thought that the 2 weeks being gone from here would be, you know, I'd get away from debate and argument and all the stuff we do around here. But parents of teenagers or parents that had teenagers will understand that with my teenager in the vehicle with me for or by my side on a raft for 2 weeks, I think my sword is sharp. I think I spent enough time debating and being told where I was wrong. You know, teenagers are, well, they're brilliant. They know everything that there is to know. So I did have a couple of weeks of working out, doing some reps there on debating, so we can do that on today's show. But yeah, so we left here, went through Arkansas, and went out to the Grand Canyon, a trip that we had planned last year, got bumped because of COVID last year, got to go, and I've gotten some questions on social media, so let me run through this. The group we went, the company we use for the Grand Canyon is called Hatch, H-A-T-C-H. There are other outfitters out there. This is the one I know. Incredible logistics, and that's what it takes to do a trip down the Grand Canyon. We did 7 days. 7 days down in the Grand Canyon. So if you didn't see my presence on social media or you sent me emails or texts and I didn't respond, well, there's a reason. There's no cell coverage there. I did have one of those units that you can communicate with text. It's Garmin makes it, but used it very, very sparingly, I think one night just to check in back here at the home front. So you go out there, and there's a bunch of different trips. You could do rowing trips, right, that are – you do trips of all different lengths, but the rowing trips are 3 or 4 days. We did a motorized trip, so we're on a big, like what you would picture, a Colorado River Grand Canyon raft, but this one is like 24 to 26 feet long, holds, gosh, I think we probably had at some point like 16 people on one raft, maybe – yeah, 14 on the other, and back and forth as people would go from two rafts in the group. Got a motor on it. They were running, one was running like a, I think a 30 horsepower Tohatsu. I forget what the other one was. I think running a Mercury. But you would take the rapids like you would in a regular rowing raft. But when you get to the flat sections of the river, you could move along and see more of the trip. We went from Lee's Ferry. All right, so Lee's Ferry. So this is up by Page, Arizona. From Lee's Ferry down to Whitmore Wash, we did about 188 miles of the Colorado River. Incredible rapids, if you've studied this stuff and read about it, all the jewel rapids, like they're named like Diamond and Ruby and Sapphire and all those. Also, Lava Falls, the biggest rapids on the Colorado River, did those. If you like whitewater rafting, which I do, and if you've done some in the Smokies, there's some good rafting there, but the stuff on the Colorado, you can hear it coming half a mile away. When things get still on the river, you can hear the rapids a half a mile before you get to them. The roar of the surf, like it is down here when we have rough weather, same thing. You go through the Colorado River. You camp each night on the riverbank with this group I went through. You sleep on a cot. I never did get in a tent. We got a little bit of rain out there as their monsoon season starting. But, I mean, if it rains on you 5 minutes later, you're dry because it's so dry out there, which we'll get to in a second, because Arizona has banned, by the way, fireworks for 4th of July, and they're going to do a laser light show out there. So this is a different place. I'm going to tell you more. And the masks are everywhere out there. Everybody is still, it's like last year was here. It's still that way in Arizona for people masking up out there. But so you float the river and you do the rapids. You do side hikes. And I put some pictures up on, I think I put one little video up on Twitter and some on my Instagram, and I'll put a lot more over the weekend. The side hikes are incredible. You go see ancient ruins like the Anasazi granaries that the earliest people in the Puebloan culture there had been using to put their grain in, to store it there along the walls, and truly, I mean walls, of the Grand Canyon. Hikes up to like swimming holes like a Gulf Coast boy has never seen before. Also, just a rock climbing, jumping off rocks 30 feet into the Colorado River, fun stuff like that. The Little Colorado River and others have a color. And if you'll go look at some of the stuff as I put it up on, I'll put some stuff up on Twitter and Facebook over the weekend. A color like, this is how this Gulf Coast guy described it to the other people on the boat. I said, you know what that looks like, y'all? It looks like the blueberry icy. When you get the blueberry icy, it's that color blue in the water. It's just incredible. I'll say it. So you camp each night. The star show, if you're somebody who likes to look at the stars like I do, it's like being 80 miles out in the Gulf when you have a north wind and a cool front come through and it clears up. It was like that, but maybe even better. Incredible. You sleep on a cot. There's no mosquitoes, so you don't have to be in the tent. You lay there on the cot, look at the sky. You watch the satellites come over. You watch the star show. Just amazing, amazing way to decompress. And so you do that each day. Your days, you eat great food on the river. Everybody works together with this outfitter. It may be different with others, but everybody works together to unload the gear each night because you got to unload the camping gear and you got to unload the kitchen gear and the food and all that. For the fishermen out there, I did get to fish through there, a lot of rainbow trout in the Colorado River, plus some of the native species out there like chubs and all that. Good fishing whenever I wanted to stop and fish. But yeah, so it just a pretty, it's a physically intense trip. If you're somebody that says vacation for me is sitting in a chaise lounge and having me somebody bring me a drink with an umbrella in it, it's not your trip. But if you like you want bonding with family or friends, nothing better. Because when you drop off in that canyon, there is no cell coverage. There's no, I mean, the entertainment, somebody on a guitar, somebody singing. We had somebody on our trip who was a trained hula dancer from Hawaii. Had a lot of military folks on the trip too, which I love. A lot of our veterans and some that are now working in the private sector in the airline world. But had spent a lot of time stationed in Hawaii. Had a woman who was a trained hula dancer who taught the ladies in the group to hula dance. So we had a hula luau thing. Just a really incredible trip. And on our last day, we're still so deep in the canyon, even though we're 188 miles down, we helicopter out up onto the rim, and then catch a plane, and flew us back to our vehicle, and drove home. So, but you can do it. You can fly into Las Vegas, and they can bring you right in there. Also, while we're there, some of our group were from Sweden that has spent some time in the United States working, but they were they're Swedes. I guess they celebrated their Midsummer Day or Midsummer celebration, which I didn't know was a thing, but I guess in Sweden, it's a pretty big deal when you spend half your year in cold and pretty dark. So they did that as part of their celebration Midsummer Day. Tell me if this would be good to do. I welcomed them to NATO. I did a party, offered them extra beer, which, by the way, people asking, how do you keep your beer cold? They have bags. Colorado River, at least for the first, gosh, three quarters of the trip we took is pretty darn cold, 50 degrees or so. That's where you bathe and swim, and it'll take the air out of your lungs pretty quick. They have bags they drag along behind the rafts. You put your beer or your soft drinks in these bags, and they hang off the rafts in the water, and then you reach back there and grab one, get your cold beverage. But yeah, so I gave extra beer to the Swedes and welcomed them to NATO. It's pretty cool just talking to this one Swedish family and their opinions about what's happening half a world away with Ukraine and their move into NATO and their plan to defend other NATO countries and themselves was pretty interesting. Also, while you're the geologist in the group, and I'm lucky, I got two of my very, very, very close friends are college-trained geologists. One still works in the world in kind of environmental science part. The other one's moved on into law, but I don't know much about geology, some basic stuff. But I do know when you would look at layers of rocks in the Grand Canyon and you'd see something that was a million years old, was like young in the Grand Canyon. You could touch rocks in the Grand Canyon down at the bottom that were as old as 1.8 billion years old. Just an incredible thing. Incredible trip. I would recommend it to anyone. Absolutely do it. If you want to spend some quality family time. And you know, I like camping. I like outdoors things. But there's something to be said when you're on a raft. You got your family members, you got your friends, and you spend 6 days with them like that and doing all that fun stuff and no distractions from the outside world. It's something I would recommend to anybody. So if you're into it, you want more information, some people have sent me questions about it. Hatch, H-A-T-C-H, is a group I went with. There's a lot of other groups out there that outfit. I think they only let like 18,000 people a year go through the Grand Canyon on the Colorado River, so go ahead and book early if that's something you want to do. Need more information, just shoot me an email or a message over social media, and I'll try to help you the best I can. All right, coming back, we'll set up more of the show, plus Brian Kane from Fairhope Brewing joins us. So next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:25, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Hey, yeah, I'm back. Hi, I'm Sean. It is Friday, Independence Day weekend. is here. By the way, Leanna just checked in, told me eastbound I-10 backed up as far as Virginia. And look at this. And then I go, okay, what a great way to take the causeway. And right there immediately, my buddy Brian Kane from Fairhope Brewing Company joins me. Hey, Brian.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. So, yeah. We know this. It's always a great time to take the causeway. I take the causeway all the time right there at the house. But, yeah, on these big holiday weekends, here we go. Bayway's backed up. People take the causeway. How do they take the causeway? That's literally, how do they do it figuratively?
Well, you know, I guess the figurative way would be to go to the store, grab a four pack, and take it to the house and enjoy.
Yes,
you know, that's it's also kind of a literal way, though, and that, you know, you're going to be drinking a really, really good IPA.
And that's my favorite, but it's, you know, what's great about Fairhope Brewing Company is y'all have got the beers we find there at the tap room or on the shelves of the stores, but you also have new beer coming out all the time. I mean, the Blue Steel, talk about that one.
Yeah, I was actually just looked up this morning in preparation for chatting with you, and the Blue Steel, it's available in cans. You can get it at pretty much every Rouse's, Greer's, and Piggly Wiggly in Mobile and Baldwin County area. So if you're down at the beach, you can go grab it at any of those places you find down there. Also at a lot of independent, you know, stores, your Codchill Package, your Bebo's Market type places. So it's definitely getting out there. So it's a great, great, refreshing beer for a warm 4th of July weekend, for sure.
Yeah, let's talk about, like, from a pro's perspective. All right, so we're going to lay out this weekend. I'm going to do cooking, probably do grilling two of the days, you know, the extended weekend, and then some fishing. You know me, the stuff I'll do. Kind of, what should I get? I'm going to pull up. I'm going to get some beers. I'm going to load the cooler up. So I'm getting Take the Causeway. I'm getting Blue Steel. What else would you add to the mix?
Well, you know, the cheap sunglass is always a great light option. Lightest beer we have. It's a golden ale, very smooth and crisp. It's not hoppy at all. That's a great option. You know, I love our amber, but I would highly suggest saving a can of the amber and using that to cook with.
Okay.
And a marinade or something of that sort. I think that our amber is got a lot of options to it. It goes great with a lot of food. I think you can cook with it really well. And then again, like you said, the Causeway IPA is, I agree with you, one of my favorites. If you need to go a little bit lighter, we have Fairhope 51, which is a very hoppy beer, but a little bit lower alcohol. And that is also, you know, all four of our mainstays are available all over the place. Even including, you know, the likes of Publix and Walmart, Winn-Dixie. And then, looking for that Blue Steel, you gotta go a little more particularly, but that one also is pretty readily out there. And, you know, I'd say you grab them all because you have a bunch of friends hanging around, and who knows, you know, you want a little something for everybody's taste buds.
That's for sure. Talk to me about, like, y'all got Mardi Gras in July coming up too, don't you?
We do. We've got that on July 16th, about 2 weeks out. We've been doing music every Saturday night pretty much across the summer. But we'll have music all day, have the Blue House Brass Band, has become a staple of our Mardi Gras in July event. We'll start that out at 1 o'clock on the 16th. We'll have music all day. Have some, our King Cake Stout will be back. We'll have some other Mardi Gras themed beers. And, you know, we're just hoping the weather will finally agree with us for once. About 2 years in a row of thunderstorms. So we're doing our anti-rain dance already, hoping the weather looks good for that day.
I'll put a good word in with Dr. Bill Williams. Make sure it works out for sure. Brian, man, I appreciate it. I can't wait for the big weekend ahead and enjoying some Fairhope Brewing Company beer along with all the other great parts of Independence Day. If people want more information about what y'all do online, where do they go?
Yeah, fairhopebrewing.com has all our information. We have an events calendar on there, our full list of beers with some more in-depth descriptions. You know, we have 15 options at the tap room, so you get a few more options there than you're going to get out in distribution. But we still try to, you know, get as much out there for people every which way to give us a try and then come by and see us.
Beautiful stuff, man. You have a great Independence Day weekend. We'll talk again soon.
All right, same to you. Thanks a lot, Sean.
All right, there he is, managing partner of Fairhope Brewing Company, Brian Kane, joining us as we get ready for the Independence Day weekend. And speaking of which, like we always do here, we'll air the Declaration of Independence coming up in hour number two of the show. Coming back, Jay Young. Now, he's with King Operating. EPA decision comes out yesterday. One of the, I know there'd been a lot of SCOTUS, or SCOTUS decision about EPA. There's been a lot of SCOTUS talk. Have you heard about drilling and the EPA, what it might mean? Well, we'll talk about it with Jay coming up next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. We'll see what, if we get Jay Young on. I don't know. Maybe he's... So Jay Young, who will come on with us, right, from time to time, he's with King Operating out in Texas, drilling guy, kind of gets us to, it gives you the real world of what it's like to be in the oil and gas production side versus what the talking heads on both sides say. You know, Jay doesn't, like, stick with any script. That's why I like having him on, because he's a real operator, somebody does stuff. I was stuck in Dallas traffic yesterday, planned my arrival to come through the DFW Metroplex to like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I figure, okay, at this point, traffic will be not as bad as it will other times. It's still, it's like driving in Atlanta, man. Dallas, any of y'all that drive in Dallas, you know what I'm talking about. It is, it's like an Atlanta level of craziness. So, I'm sitting there driving through, and then I'm actually parked on, I guess that's, what is that, 40 going through there, whatever it was. So I parked on that thing, and I texted Jay at the same time. I was listening to a radio station in Dallas, and he was on with them as well. We may get him on. I don't know. I know he's got stuff going on today. If we don't get him on this hour, maybe we'll get him on next hour, which may give us time to play what we like to do, the Constitution. Yeah, I mean, the Declaration of Independence, we like to play that on Independence Day weekend going into it, so we may do that this hour instead of next hour. Oh, and a couple things here from the text line, and also this question, kind of a rolling question throughout the next hour and a half or so. What are y'all eating over the holiday? Because I was talking to Brian Kane from Faro Brewing Company, talking about cooking over the weekend. What do you cook? I mean, you know, what do you have? I mean, even if you don't cook it, like watermelon, we're going to have watermelon, of course. Won't be cooking the watermelon. I'm sure there's some recipe for cooking watermelon. We don't do that, but maybe add that. So what are you cooking over the weekend? I think I got some shrimp and hopefully some snapper in the mix over the weekend. You know, frying that. Maybe some burgers. So what are you sipping on? What are you eating for the Independence Day holiday? Let's see. Oh, David said, not to get technical on you, but you didn't have any distractions for the outside world. How did you know that Sweden and Finland had been accepted into NATO? It's one of the last things we heard before we left Lee's Ferry there on the Colorado River. So, David, I did know about that as we got down the river and got to celebrate with many beers for the Swedish folks on the trip to celebrate their arrival into NATO, right? Yeah, but you think this is like a 180 from what Putin wanted. And just a second, and I hadn't talked, we hadn't been together in like 2 weeks, right? So I got a little time to do this. So Putin's desire to put the band back together to recreate some, you know, Russian imperial state, if not the Soviet Union, is also part of, it's interesting to see, because it's one of the things we talk about this, maybe not, well, it is geopolitical, but it's inside Russia, that they are, just like in the United States, the birth rates are coming down. Birth rates are coming down. Same thing in Russia. They're worried in Russia, with the birth rates coming down, that there's not going to be as many Russians. There are going to be people from the outside, you know, people from the Caucasus or Asian regions coming into Russia, but not as many full-blooded Russians. That they're really, I mean, you look at their, as sad as it is that we've kind of peaked here in lifetime expectancy here in the United States, they have turned around and they've been dropping in Russia because of the alcoholism, the drugs, and I think somewhat the drudgery of living under totalitarian rule. But their birth rates have gone way, way down. So if they're going to go, they believe, save their people, they're going to go get, anybody who's they think are like them. Ukrainians are a cousin, kind of, to Russian folks. I imagine they would think that with the Poles, other regions out there. But do you think of this process of putting the band back together and trying to gather up what they feel are their blood brothers, and force them, like, yeah, you're going to like it, and you're going to be in our country. In doing that, this 180 turnaround of where they are now with so many new entrants into NATO, you know, and just a not a literal but a figurative wall going up around Russia. It is interesting as they are continuing to make success there in the east. They abandon. You see the Snake Island thing. You know, Snake Island back in the mix. So Snake Island was in the mix early on. In, what, February into March, when the Russians went to take Snake Island and the Ukrainians there told them to themselves. Now Russia has left Snake Island. They say it's a gesture of goodwill. Here's a story from Reuters. It says Russian forces abandoned strategic Black Sea outpost of Snake Island today in a victory for Ukraine that could loosen the grip of Russia's blockade on Ukrainian ports. Like, before I left, remember, we got in a discussion about that. If you had a group of the willing countries out there, would we flank cargo ships coming out of Ukrainian ports with grain to protect them from the Russian blockade? Well, Russia said it's decided to withdraw from the outcrop off Ukraine's southwestern coast as a gesture of goodwill to show Moscow was not obstructing the UN attempts to open a humanitarian corridor allowing grain to be shipped from Ukraine. Okay. Ukraine has said it itself drove Russian forces out after artillery and a missile assault overnight. I think there's a little more truth in that. I think the fact that they've got enough munitions down in that part of the coast that Ukraine could... Because Snake Island, just from the pictures I've seen, not big, not even Dolphin Island big. That they could zone in on it and just absolutely wear it out. So maybe it might be a little more strategic why the Russians left there. Kaboom, they said, tweeted Andrei Yermak, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. No Russian troops on Snake Island anymore. Our armed forces did a great job. In contrast, however, Ukrainian officials in the heavily fought eastern province of Luhansk described difficulties for Ukrainian forces in the city of Luhansk on Thursday. But yeah, they did get Snake Island back. Now, will the grain start flowing out of ports like Odessa that are left without having to be flanked by... Yeah, and you can't even say NATO ships because, I mean, it's been as some members of NATO and some other countries have talked about bringing their navies in there to be able to flank the Ukrainian cargo ships coming out. So we'll see. But Snake Island, if you're keeping up, if you're scoring, Snake Island back in Ukrainian hands. That's changed once, twice, three, so three times. All right, three times there. Oh, also, since I've been gone, it seems like the violence in our city has not abated. I did see this story from Nicolette Schleisman from yesterday at WKRG. Said Mobile police arrested 44 gang members. Now, this is a question, too, and we'll talk about it when we get, whether we get Chief Prine back in here first or Sheriff Cochran, this discussion of gangs in our area that, you know, so many times in law enforcement, they'll tell us the gang, we have gangs, but they're not like, they're not corporate, right? They're local. They're not they're not box stores. They're local gangs. I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert in that. But the story says Mobile police arrested several gang members in the city, with many of them having ties to an increases of gun violence in the city. Mobile police said 44 of those recently arrested have, I love this term, self-identified with known gangs in the city. They've identified as gang members. These gangs are tied to a wave of gun violence in the city of Mobile. There's been an increase in shootings into cars and homes in the past few months. We know that for sure. Director Batiste, former MPD chief, Lawrence Batiste, said, starts out as juvenile gangs and continues with many of these young people into their young adulthood. We know that because of self-identification through relationships, through the music that they're putting out or the things they're trying to do to pull people into their circle, end quote. Batiste went on to say the patterns of gang-related violence are starting to be recognized as Mobile police make more arrests. Well, they got 44 of them. Now, we'll see if we can keep them in jail for a while, too. That's going to be one of the challenges. But we're going to keep fighting this fight. It's a fight worth fighting for, sure. All right, coming right back. We may talk some SCOTUS decision on EPA. We might talk some great white sharks. I've got some text in here for what y'all are eating over the holidays. We'll get into that. And maybe a little listen to the Declaration of Independence coming up soon.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
48 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Hey, y'all. I'm Sean. We'll get to those texts here in just a second. I want y'all to say hello to my buddy David McCrary, LCM Motor Cars, and let's talk inventory. I mean, it's been 2 weeks since you and I talked inventory.
It has. Welcome back to reality.
Thank you, man.
Inventory's great. We've got some trucks. We got four-wheel drives, two-wheel drives. We've got a lot of SUVs in all of a sudden, Suburbans, Yukon XLs, shorts, longs. We got some small SUVs, and we got some really nice cars on the ground right now. It's a good time to come shop.
How's financing looking?
Financing's really good. Nothing's changed. We've got financing for people with, you know, credit challenged all the way to people with perfect credit.
Excellent. All right. And I guess with this Independence Day weekend, let's talk about hours at LCM Motor Cars. What are y'all doing?
We'll be open until 6 today. We're closed tomorrow. Let the guys have a long weekend, and we'll be closed Monday, of course, and be back open Tuesday, 8 to 6.
All right. Somebody wants to check out that inventory online. Where do they go?
LCMMotorCars.com, or come see us at Plantation Highway 90, Theodore. Give us a call, 251-375-0068.
Thanks, David.
Have a good day.
You too. There he is, David McCrary, and the folks at LCM Motor Cars. Yeah, go see him today or check him out online. All right. From the text line, which has been crazy. I have like 2 weeks without looking at the text line, you know, so it's good to see the text line again. My man, Backstrap Stacker, 8 butts and 50 slabs of ribs. So what, you feeding four or five people? That's some serious food production there. I'm not cooking. Who's not cooking anything? Well, you can go with Alec Naaman. He can hook you up there. I guess we should do some ribs at the house. I hadn't thought about that. I was thinking about the shrimp part, kind of focused on that. But Jay says, a self-identified gang member, pronouns are crip, cripe, and crap. Yeah, Jay, does it matter? You know, and we'll talk about this again going forward. I've had this question with law enforcement folks on the show. They do, I think everybody I've talked to who's been at a county level or municipal level says they seem not to be affiliated with the national gangs. I don't care if they're shooting at people and killing children, killing innocent people in our city. I really don't give a damn what their affiliation is, as long as we can get them off the street and get them warehoused somewhere where they're away from the decent human beings. How about that? Vince says he's doing snow crabs. I'm going by Vince's house. We'll probably do blue crabs. I don't have any snow crab connection. And also, nobody says any of these stores have opened up. You know, so today, I think Devin talked about in the newscast there from WKRG, that now one of the laws that went into effect is today, you have the drive-through and walk-up sales of beer and wine from licensed retailers. So it's something that, like in Florida, I know other places, like Louisiana has a drive-through daiquiri thing. In Florida, they have the thing, I think they're still there, called Farm Stores was the name of it. And it was, like you could drive up either side of the, like they were like a building that would sit there and they had, you could drive up and I think it was like a sliding glass door they'd open. But you could go get beer, you could get non-beer stuff. You can get milk and cereal and donuts and newspaper and all that stuff sitting in your car. I guess that's going to be, that's legal now. I figured there'd be some business ready to go that today, with it being legal, would be rolling with that, but I've not heard that. What about the shark thing? It's just, the story, I don't know if you saw it. I've been inundated since I've gotten back into the world of media as of this morning. And it's, I think the headline is, Great White Sharks Are Heading for the Coast. Now, say this. Yeah, great white sharks do get my attention, but the sharks are supposed to be in this case, it's the Atlantic. I think they're talking about Cape Cod, right? Kind of has a Jaws theme to it. But here's the headline from the New York Post. So, of course, New York Post is going to be kind of inflammatory. Let's see their first couple paragraphs. Sharks are sinking their teeth into the beach life near Cape Cod. Massive man-eaters, including great whites, are lurking in the waters near popular... Lurking! Are they lurking or are they swimming? Like, does the shark know it's lurking? I think the shark's just sharking around, doing shark stuff, trying to make a living. Scientists are warning after citing shutter to beach in the area. this week. I guess they learned from the movie. So there's they said 11 sharks have been spotted in the region, according to the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy's Sharktivity app. Which, while we're talking about that, if you go back, you got a little spare time over the weekend, and if you look at one of the interviews I did a couple months ago with the guy from OSearch, these are the people that tag the great whites so you could track them and watch them on your phone and all that. It's a pretty cool interview. He talks about the process of doing that. If you go back and just look for OSearch or Great White Shark, you'll find that podcast. You can do that through the app. You can do it through our website and check that out. I was going to say this too. Somebody had asked, I did not follow up on the Arizona story. So it's kind of interesting. So we're out in Arizona in the Grand Canyon, but in Arizona, as soon as you get out of New Mexico into Arizona, you start seeing masks again. And listen, COVID popping back up. I think it's the Omicron variant popping back up in our area too. But yeah, there's like a lot more people masked there. And on the nations, in the nations, like the Hopi Nation and the Navajo Nation, like everybody was masked. Like we had to get, and lucky because I had leftover masks in the center console there, the trunk. Like to go into a grocery store when we were, I think, at that point in the Navajo Nation, had to get a mask to go in there. I think my daughter wanted to go into a Subway, had to mask up to go into a Subway there in the nation. So it is a different deal. And then I saw the story while I was out there on our way out that they're not going to have, this has not a mask part, but they're not having a fireworks show. Flagstaff, which was not too far from where we were, say they will carry out their annual Independence Day parade through the city's historic downtown, but a new laser light show will replace the standard pyrotechnic display because of concerns about sparking wildfires. It's dry out there. I don't think I'm telling anybody something they don't know. It's crazy dry out there. But they said, yeah, so because of that, and then here's the other part of it. Then they said because of supply chain issues in getting the fireworks, they're shutting it down, so no fireworks out there. They're going to use a laser light show, and maybe they're going to sub in the booms. I'm not sure how they're going to do that, but they're having no fireworks out there. Is there my fireworks people, which I know several of y'all because I shop with you, y'all have any issues? I mean, is there a supply chain issue around here getting fireworks? I have not made my purchase yet. I mean, are the shelves at the fireworks stand, are they empty like a Russian grocery store during perestroika? I mean, could somebody give me an update there? Are we good? Are we good on, on fireworks? Can anybody help me on this? Lisa says, where do you get your blue crabs from? We get them from the traps, Lisa. We put, there around Dolphin Island. Somebody's got some brisket going. Jay says the most recent mention of drive-through alcohol for liquor stores on social media is all the way back to March 18th of 2020. No one locally seems to have prepped for it. I think that's a business miss, right? Jace, you're a small business person like I am, busy doing what you do, but you would think somebody would be an entrepreneur out there, said, okay, this law is changing, and let's see. The first new liquor store near the radio station, thank you, Jace, would be next to Rent and Roll on Airport. They have a drive-through aisle on the side of the building. They just need the window. Okay. All right, so this texter said, well, you've had so many experts on sharks testify on how much we need them. Why are they adding sharks to the fishing rodeo this year? Do you dare touch that one? Sure. So, you know, I think it's localized. So unnamed texter, I'm a person that can tell you the shark numbers absolutely have increased where I fish out of Dolphin Island, and shark numbers are very high. Some places it gets to be ridiculous on some rigs trying to get fish in. Are there numbers where they should be? And I don't know. I mean, there's some people that absolutely say that that you have to have a robust population of sharks to keep healthy fish populations. At the same time, there's a whole bunch of us that anecdotally say, man, there's so many sharks out there. So I think, you know, there are people that came around that idea with the rodeo and funded the shark fishing. The amount of sharks that would come in during the rodeo wouldn't change population. Long lining is what really brought the shark population down. Local rapper, are lurking sharks wearing trench coats and nothing underneath? Possibly. Thank you, local rapper. I mean, just read the story. The sharks, so New York Post, the sharks are lurking. Are they? Or are they just doing shark stuff? Oh, yeah. So it doesn't have Meta says drive-through beer bar in McGee was around in the 80s. Well, there's one in Stateline, Mississippi, too, that I may or may not have visited. But I'm talking about Alabama, man. Wow. Grant said the guy that taught me carpentry was a very wise old man that built a built million-dollar cabins in Colorado. He told me about the buckets of oily rags. It would spontaneously combust because of how dry it was out there. Listen, just out there, you could hang your clothes, your wet shorts, lay them on a boulder or hang them in a tree, and within 15 minutes, they were dry. It was amazing. All right, coming right back, more Midday Mobile.